So welcome back. It looks like we've locked everybody in, so we can continue with the next elements of our strategy for this afternoon, which are value-driven growth and resilience. Now, as we previously highlighted, we have a world-class portfolio of assets, including three Tier 1 assets: QB, Antamina, and Red Dog. But we're now going to shift gears to discuss our value-accretive near-term growth projects, provide an update on our progress, and highlight how these projects will position us as a top 10 global producer before the end of the decade. Now, as I discussed earlier, over the last decade, we've taken strategic actions to sharpen our focus on developing copper assets. As a result, we have developed and de-risked a strong pipeline of copper growth projects in established mining jurisdictions. Today, we will focus on our near-term growth projects, but it's important to note that we also have a well-developed pipeline of longer-dated copper growth projects, such that we can drive growth across the short, medium, and long term. So now focusing on near-term value-accretive growth. As I mentioned earlier, we have a clear path to increase copper production to approximately 800,000 tons per year before the end of this decade. With our QB operation ramping up, we're on track to double our copper production, aiming to increase production by roughly 100,000 tons next year alone. We also have an extremely strong copper development pipeline in the near term, including QB optimization and debottlenecking, Zafranal, and San Nicolás. And I'll say it again, we are focused on being disciplined about delivering projects that are value-accretive. Here we lay out a high-level comparison of QB's mine and infrastructure in the top panel, in contrast to the more geographically accessible and simplified infrastructure scopes at Zafranal and San Nicolás, shown in the bottom two panels. The QB panel provides a point of reference to compare the moderate scope of Zafranal and the smaller scale of San Nicolás across key dimensions. For example, Zafranal requires a significantly shorter water pipeline, while San Nicolás benefits from an in-pit water supply. Both Zafranal and San Nicolás can leverage existing third-party port facilities and do not require desalination plants. And altitude is another significant difference, with QB situated above 4,000 meters, Zafranal reaching 2,800 meters at its highest point, and San Nicolás closer to 2,000 meters. As Carla will talk to later, with near-term projects that are simpler and lower risk in terms of their complexity and scope, we increase our confidence in our ability to deliver on the project outcomes, generating strong returns and cash flows. As we consider our near-term growth projects, we manage a well-balanced portfolio of projects with regards to the risk-return trade-off. This matrix shows a relative view of our returns by project, set against the overall risk profile of each project, which goes beyond project delivery risk to include risks such as country-specific factors. As you would expect, our greenfield Zafranal and San Nicolás projects are slightly higher risk compared to our brownfield projects, but generate high returns. These returns are further enhanced when we de-risk projects by bringing in strategic, financial, and operational partners, as in the case of San Nicolás. And our QB optimization debottlenecking presents the highest potential return due to the incredibly low capital intensity, coupled with much lower associated risk. Altogether, we are managing a well-balanced portfolio, optimizing for risk and return, which will enable us to create significant value in the near term. Now, we have a strong balance sheet and expect to generate strong operating cash flows in the future, which means our near-term projects are well-funded. We have significantly de-risked projects by advancing permitting, leveraging lessons learned, and reducing complexity and scope to define the optimal pathway for each project. We have also brought in experienced financial and operational partners to ensure we generate strong returns and enhance our capabilities to deliver these projects successfully. Turning now to the capital ranges. Highland Valley, our 100% owned operation here in BC, has an indicative capital requirement for its mine life extension, currently estimated at $1.3 billion-$1.4 billion. At Zafranal, where we hold an 80% ownership with Mitsubishi Materials as our 20% partner, our attributable capital requirement is estimated at $1.5 billion-$1.8 billion. At San Nicolás, Our 50-50 joint venture partner, Agnico Eagle, bought into the project for an upfront $580 million, with further capital shared equally. This brings our indicative attributable capital investment at San Nicolás to between $300 and $500 million. Agnico also brings Mexican regional experience and local project development capability, significantly increasing the bench strength for project delivery. Turning to QB, our focus on maximizing value from the existing operation has led us to move away from a near-term major expansion, previously what we described as the QB mill expansion, towards incremental capital-light growth opportunities that could yield significant volume increases, potentially equivalent to the production of a smaller mine. As we complete the ramp-up and optimize QB, we'll gain a clearer understanding of the incremental projects and associated capital needed to fully debottleneck the operation. We are currently developing a capital estimate for optimization and debottlenecking phases, which we anticipate to have incredibly low capital intensity based on capital spend of $0.1 billion-$0.2 billion. In total, our indicative attributable capital requirement for these projects is estimated to be between $3.2 billion-$3.9 billion, a relatively low capital requirement for the incremental copper growth and value we will generate. Now, we are confident that our near-term growth projects provide the best value creation opportunity for our shareholders. The chart on the left illustrates the relatively low scope and capital intensity of around $10,000-$16,000 per ton for San Nicolás and $14,000-$16,000 per ton for Zafranal, based on current indicative capital ranges, positioning us at the low end of the capital intensity scale for projects. We anticipate QB optimization and debottlenecking will be at the far left of this chart, reflecting the minimal additional capital required. The right-hand side of the slide highlights the intense competition for copper assets, with acquisitions in the copper sector typically commanding a premium, and cost per ton of copper acquired far exceeding those of building projects of the sort we have in our near-term pipeline. This is why we are confident that our near-term copper growth projects provide the best value creation opportunity for our shareholders. To summarize, we have a clear pathway to increase copper production to 800,000 tons before the end of the decade. Our near-term projects have reduced scope, complexity, and low relative capital intensity, making them manageable and efficient for sustainable growth. Together with our revised project execution strategy, this balanced risk-reward profile strengthens our confidence in achieving our copper growth objectives. These copper growth projects provide well-funded, value-accretive growth with an estimated capital requirement of $3.2 billion-$3.9 billion, resulting in low capital intensity and an excellent value creation opportunity for shareholders. In a moment, I'll hand over to Dale, who will talk to the specifics of our near-term growth projects, followed by Carla, who will detail her revised project execution strategy. Before Dale starts, I'd like to take a moment to recognize the significant impact Carla has made since stepping into her leadership role as head of the projects group at Teck. Many of you will recall that at our last Investor and Analyst Day in Santiago, there were questions about QB's CapEx and our ability to meet the revised guidance of $8.6 billion-$8.8 billion. Less than a year later, we've reached a critical milestone with the successful demobilization of QB, completing the port, molybdenum plant, and all remaining facilities while closing out our major contracts within our revised cost and timeline targets. Carla's disciplined, rigorous, and uncompromising approach to de-risking and project execution exemplifies the new performance standard we expect across our entire project portfolio. I have full confidence in Carla's ability to deliver, and her leadership is precisely what's needed to drive our copper growth strategy forward. With that, over to Dale.